Hello everyone, this is Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years into teaching. The Payment of Bonus Act, which came into 1965. So generally, what is bonus and why do we pay bonus to the employees or workers working in the industry? So generally, it is being paid by the employer, the management, to its employee and worker, as part of sharing the prosperity of that particular establishment. So in olden days, if we remember, when we used to have kingdoms and we used to have kings. So as part of the prosperity, they used to distribute, you know, several silver coins or gold coins among the people residing in that particular kingdom. So here we are actually following similar type of concept, wherein you know, few of the laws are being made wherein the bonus is even paid if a unit is a loss making unit. But otherwise, the concept of bonus generally recognizes sharing of profits or sharing of prosperity which is being enjoyed by the employer, because the employer is under the impression or intention that this prosperity has come to him through his workers who have worked hard in the establishment and, you know, have contributed to its prosperity. So here the employer willingly wants to share some of its parts. But then it was being observed, you know, in the several states of India, in different states, or maybe in the same state, that this different establishment, different employer used to pay bonuses according to their attitude towards the employee. There was no, you know, same rule for all establishment. Some employer, though there were huge amounts of profits, would not pay any bonuses to the employee. So to make it statutory and to make it applicable to all establishments covering under the purview of this act, and to allow the employee to enjoy the prosperity of the establishment, this act came into existence. The main object of the act is to maintain peace and harmony between labor and capital. When we are talking about capital, they are no one but the management of any establishments or units. By allowing the employee to share in the prosperity of the establishment reflected by the profits earned by the contributions made by capital, management and labor. So definitely the capital which is being invested, when we talk about private firms, it belongs to the management or, you know, the shareholders. When we talk about, say, public, it belongs to all the people, all the stakeholders. So somewhere the prosperity which is being earned should also be distributed equally. And here the prosperity which is coming to the establishment is due to the hard work made by their workers in the establishments and units. They are working hard, they are being efficient and productive, and so there is a huge amount of profits occurring in their accounts. So here somewhere the object was to maintain, you know, a good cordial relationship between these parties by sharing the profits. The scheme of the act, broadly stated, is four-dimensional. So the first one is to impose statutory liability upon the employer of an establishment covered by this act to pay bonus to employees of the establishment. That means earlier when we have taken the examples, prior to the implementation of this act, you know, many employers, though they used to enjoy so much of profit, but then they were not ready to share this profits with their employees. Few of them were really generous enough to share this profits with their employees, but then the rates the amount of bonus paid was, you know, different in different establishment. So the employees who have really worked equally hard in other establishment would get less amount of bonus, whereas some other establishment employee would get high amount of bonus, which would, you know, create unrest among those employees who have received less amount of bonus. Even the employer here is not having any clarity on how much bonus has to be paid. So with an intention to make it applicable, to make it statutory, that means to make it a compulsion for every employer to pay bonus. Now, to understand for every employer, is it every establishment or say only establishments which are coming under the coverage of this act? So yes, it is, the few number of establishments who fall under this act are those establishments wherein 20 or more people are being hired. To define the principle of payment of bonus according to the prescribed formula. So the second, the objective of this act is first to make statutory compulsory for all employers, but then to have a clear idea in the mind of employer that how much bonus should I pay, and employee also has an idea that how much bonus should I receive. There should be some standard formula. There should be some standard process, procedure, method to be followed, and some common formula to be derived so that the profits are shared according to the standard formula. So herein even the employees are not deprived. Higher the profits, higher is the share of bonus. To provide for minimum and maximum bonus and linking the payment of bonus with the set on and set off schemes. Now here we are talking about two very important terms, that is minimum amount of bonus and maximum amount of bonus. So when this minimum amount of bonus will be paid and when the maximum amount of bonus will be paid. So minimum amount of bonus is bonus which will be paid to any worker or employee working in an establishment which comes under this act, wherein if in a particular year there are no profits, still the employee or worker is eligible to get bonus. So that percentage, generally it is 8.33% of whatever the wages or average wages which are being earned by a worker. So it is generally 8.33% of that. That is the minimum amount of bonus which has to be paid by an employer. When talking about maximum bonus, so maximum bonus is paid in which condition? In only condition where the organization, establishment or unit has made profits. And when they have made profits, after deducting several components from its gross profit, for example the developmental fund, depreciation, personal tax liabilities, etc., we get some amount which is known as allocable amount which will be now distributed within the employees. So now what will be that amount? 20% it should contribute to 20% of the wages and salaries of the employee. Now we take an example to understand this better. Now say for example any establishment has made no profits this year. And say for example 10,000, I am earning 10,000 rupees. So if I am earning 10,000 rupees, what will be the bonus paid to me will be 8.33% of 10,000 rupees. And if say the company has made profits, and when we compare the amount of bonus and profits, whichever is higher, we have to take that. Say total amount of bonus amount which is to be paid by an establishment according to the calculation of 8.33% is less than what the allocable profits for bonus are being assigned, is higher. So in this case, what we will do is we actually here pay the bonus according to the profits and not the minimum criteria of 8.33%. But then there is one more condition. Here the bonus would not exceed to say 20% of whatever the wages and salaries are being earned by an employee. So we see the further calculation part of bonus in detail. to provide machinery for the enforcement of the liability of payment of bonus. So though the act is being implemented has came into force, but then there may be few employers who may evade of paying such type of bonuses to their employees and workers, which may, you know, not comply to the provisions and cheat their employees or workers and do not pay the minimum amount of bonus which is being statutory and which is being compulsory made by the government. So in that case, what will be the methods or procedures the employee or a worker has to go through? What will be the machinery for resolvement of such type of disputes which are arising because of bonus? A minimum bonus has been fixed by the Act at 8.33% of the wages or salary of an employee, irrespective of the fact whether there is a profit in the concern or not. So as we have discussed this point, this is a minimum amount of bonus to be paid to every employer worker working in an establishment. Again, we need to identify whether that employee or worker is eligible to get the bonus or not. So we look, in the further slides, the eligibility criteria of an employee or a worker. But here the point says that this is the minimum amount of bonus to be paid whether the establishments make profit or not. Bonus is no longer linked with production or productivity. Liabilities for payment of bonus are statutory liability and not contingent liability. That means this is not only when the profits arise. This will be always applicable to an employer worker who is eligible to get bonus. So every employer should make sure that he pays bonus to his employees complying with the statutory norms, minimum amount of bonus, that is 8.33% of their wages and salaries. According to Section 1, Subsection 2, the Payment of Bonus Act extends to whole of India and applies to every factory and other establishment in which 20 or more persons are employed. On any day during an accounting year, the Act came into force with effect from September 25, 1965. So this Act, since this Act has come into force, that is September 25, 1965, every establishment, whether it be a factory or any other establishment, wherein 20 or more workers are hired, come under the purview of this Act and makes a compulsion on the employer of such establishments where there are 20 or more workers to pay minimum amount of bonus, and if you know they have maximum profits that year, then they need to go for the other formula of calculating, you know, the allocable surplus and providing bonus, whichever is higher. A provision in Section 1, Subsection 3 by the Amendment Act of 1976 now empowers the appropriate government to make the provision of this Act applicable to any establishment employing less than 20 but not less than 10 persons. Now, there are several amendments made in any Act considering, you know, the loopholes which arise in that Act. So, similarly, when we talk about bonuses, and when it was a compulsion for all those units making profits or not to pay bonus, many of the employer would use some tricks and techniques through which they can evade from paying bonuses. So when we talk about minimum criteria of applicability of Bonus Act is 20 or more employee, many employers, what they would do is, now say for example, they have 18 employees working in the organization or say establishment. They would not hire two more employees or workers just because they don't have to pay bonus. And they will make sure that they pay some overtime wages to the existing workers and get their work done. But then these workers are deprived of such type of bonuses, which is their right, because they are contributing to the prosperity of the organization. organization, though that organization who has only 18 or say 19 workers in the establishment may have large profits to enjoy, but then this enjoyment of profits is restricted to employers itself and it's not passed on to their employees because they don't come under this act, that is Bonus Act 1965, which tells the minimum criteria is 20 or more employees. So under this case, the employees are deprived of the bonus. And here, you know, after several such cases, the central government has that power that whenever they find such organizations, you know, who just to avoid from paying of bonuses, do not hire those extra two numbers of employees or three numbers of employees or whatsoever the number of employees, they are not hiring it. They are hiring or they are allowing their workers to work overtime and get their work done. So if the government observes such type of establishment, they have a power that giving a prior notice to that establishment or unit or to the employer of that establishment unit can enforce this law in an establishment where there are less than 20 people working. But yes, the criteria says then in that special provision, there should be at least 10 people working in the unit. Establishments to include departments, undertaking and branches. So when we are talking about say organizations, establishments, they should consider all their units and all their departments. Combining this, we calculate the number of persons. Where an establishment consists of different departments or undertakings or has branches, whether situated in the same place or in different place, all such departments or undertakings or branches shall be treated as parts of the same establishment for the purpose of computation of bonus under this act. So not only calculating the number of employees employed in such an establishment, but also while calculating the profits, all such units will be combined and all the profits will be combined and it will be considered as the profit of that particular establishment. Computation of gross profit. The gross profit derived by an employer from an establishment in respect of the counting year shall, in the case of a banking company, be calculated in the manner specified in Schedule 1. Now, when we talk about computation of gross profit, how the gross profit will be calculated? So, there are two sets mentioned over here. In case of banking companies, the calculation will be a bit different than, you know, in the other cases. So, for the calculation of gross profit in banking company, what will be the procedure followed is mentioned in the first schedule or Schedule 1 of this Act. Whereas in any other case, be calculated in the manner specified in the second schedule. The available surplus in respect of any accounting year shall be the gross profits for that year after deducting therefrom the sum referred to in Section 6. So what we are talking about is available surplus. What we talk available surplus is nothing but the gross profit that we have gained in the financial year. So gross profit is not considered for the payment of bonus. So what will be that amount which will be considered for the payment of bonus? So when we talk about the available surplus, that is the gross profit. So we need to deduct some expenses from this gross profit, and whatever the left is will be considered. So what will be the deductions which will be allowed to be made from this gross profits that are being mentioned in Section 6? So there are generally say any amount by the way of depreciation. That means depreciation on your assets will be allowed to be deducted from the gross profit. Second, any amount by way of development rebate or investment allowance or development allowance which the employer is entitled to deduct from his income under the Income Tax Act. Now you might have heard about various terms wherein this various funds, various rebates, but this rebate may be something new for you, that is called as development rebate or investment allowance. So what is this exactly, what does this exactly mean? So here an employer has some vision of, you know, further development plans of that particular establishment or organization, for which from now he needs to accumulate some fund which will be required for the developmental plans of that establishment. So that will be, you know, deducted from the gross profit. That will be allowed to be deducted from the gross profit. Subject to the provision of Section 7, any direct tax which the employer is liable to pay for the counting year in respect of his income, profits and gains during that year. So here out of this gross profit, we have spoken about those two components which are allowed to be deducted. The third component is any such tax liabilities occurring on the employer. So all those tax which he has to pay for the profits and gains coming out of that establishment will also be deducted. Such further sums are specified in respect of the employer in the third schedule. Every employee shall be entitled to be paid by his employer in an accounting year bonus in accordance with the provision of this Act, provided he has worked in the establishment for not less than 30 working days in that year. That means earlier slide we have spoken about two criterias. Now one criteria is whether the employer comes under the purview of this Act or not, whether he is liable to pay bonus or not. The second criteria says whether the employee is eligible to claim bonus or not. That means employer here comes under the purview of this Act, but does he keep on paying bonus to each and every employee worker working in the organization establishment, or there is some eligibility criteria? So yes, there is an eligibility criteria for that. For that, any employer worker is eligible to claim bonus only when he has served minimum 30 days in that particular establishment. But then again, the bonus will be paid accordingly. Now say for example, there are 365 days in a year, out of which there are several paid holidays and paid leaves. So apart from that also, if an employee or a worker has worked only 30 days, will not be eligible to, eligible to be entitled for the whole bonus. The bonus will be paid accordingly. Disqualification for bonus. Notwithstanding anything contained in this Act, an employee shall be disqualified from receiving. That means, though he is fulfilling the eligibility criteria, but still the employer may disqualify that particular employee from payment of bonus. So, what are those conditions wherein the employee will be disqualified for the payment of bonus? That means he has completed the eligibility criteria of working minimum of 30 days in the last year. But then he fails to, you know, follow certain rules and regulations which are in the terms of employment. He is violent, he is riotous in his behavior, he has caused damage to any of the property of that particular establishment or factory. Then in such case, employer may refuse to pay bonus to such employees. Bonus under this Act, if he is dismissed from service for fraud, that means if he has done any fraud or theft, or maybe, you know, he has done a cheating while working at the workplace, riotous or violent behavior while on the premises of the establishment. Maybe the person is very violent and having a riotous behavior. Riotous behavior means fighting with the colleagues over there, creating an environment wherein all are dissatisfied. There are a lot of conflicts happening because of that particular person, because he is too much violent. Theft, misappropriation or sabotage of any property of the establishment. Sabotage means causing any harm to the property of the establishment. Misappropriation means maybe he is caught, you know, taking, say for example, it is a they are into manufacturing of finished goods. So whatever the finished goods are coming out of it, he is caught, thefting that. So in such conditions, wherein he is found to be guilty, the bonus will not be paid to such employee or worker. Payment of minimum bonus. Subject to other provisions of this Act, every employer shall be bound to pay to every employee in respect of the accounting year commencing on any day in the year 1979 and in respect of every subsequent accounting year a minimum bonus which shall be 8.33% of the salary or wages earned by the employee during the accounting year or 100 rupees. Now here the calculations are somewhat like this, that maybe your undertaking is going under loss or is not making any profit, for example, then to that undertaking or establishment is liable to pay bonus to its employee or worker. So the minimum amount of bonus to be paid is 8.33% of whatever the wages earned by that particular employee or worker. But then again, here there is a condition wherein it is being told 100 rupees or the calculation. Now see, when we are talking about 1965, 100 rupees had a great purchasing power. So when we talk about 100 rupees at in 1965, 100 rupees was a very big amount. So today it is irrespective that 8.33% of salary would be always greater than 100 rupees. So we have to compare whatever is higher we pay to that employee. Further I would like to explain in this is when we talk about 100 rupees is for the adult person, or when it comes to adolescents it is 60 rupees. Which is higher, whether or not the employer has any allocable surplus in the accounting year. So if the employer do not have any surplus, still he is liable to pay this minimum amount of bonus. Payment of maximum bonus. So till now we have covered all the points which were talking about minimum bonus. Now we are talking about maximum bonus. So maximum bonus is only possible when there are allocable surplus or higher returns or profit. So in that case, when the organization or establishments have surplus funds, how the calculation will be done? Where in respect of any accounting year referred to in section 10, the allocable surplus exceeds the amount of minimum bonus payable to the employee. That means it will always exceed, if it is exceeding the minimum bonus amount, then this maximum bonus has to be paid. And it is only possible when a company or an organization establishment has allocable surplus. How to calculate allocable surplus we have seen. That means deducting those four components from gross profit will give us allocable surplus. Under that section, the employer shall, in lieu of such minimum bonus, be bound to pay to every employee in respect of that accounting year, bonus will shall be an amount in proportion to the salary or wages earned by the employee during the accounting year, subject to a maximum of 20% of such salary or wages. That means, say for example, the minimum calculation what I have done, say 8.33% minimum I have to pay off the wages and salaries. Now, if I am calculating bonus according to the allocable surplus, it comes to a amount which is more than 20% of the wages or salary, it is not allowed. It should be maximum 20% of the wages and salary. So minimum is 8.33%, but maximum is 20% of the wages and salaries. In computing the allocable surplus under this section, the amount set on or the amount set off under the provision of section 15 shall be taken into account in accordance with the provision of that section. That means earlier the four components we have discussed, which will help us to calculate what is exactly the allocable surplus available for the payment of bonus. Section 19 talks about the time limit for payment of bonus. That means what should be the frequency of payment of bonus, when the bonus has to be paid. So here the bonus has to be paid, you know, after the financial year gets over, after all the calculations are being done. But then when? Within some period of time it has to be paid. All amounts payable to an employee by the way of bonus under this act shall be paid in cash. Now this is very important. When we talk about cash, there will be no kind allowed for the payment of bonus. Bonus will be always paid in cash. Where there is a dispute regarding payment of bonus pending before any authority under section 22 within a month from the date of which the award becomes enforceable or the settlement comes into operation in respect of such disputes. Now, when talking about the time limit for payment of bonus, there are two cases. In one case, the bonus is being released through a normal a period of 8 months from the financial year. That means today I have closed my financial books. Now I am in a better position to understand what is my gross profit after deduction of certain components, what will be my allocable surplus. I do the calculations accordingly, but within 8 months of that I have to pay bonus. But in other case, there are some disputes, you know, between employee and employer regarding the bonus. For example, say we have, gone through a slide wherein the employer may deny paying of bonus to such an employee who has done fraud, misappropriation or riotous behavior. So on this, he denies to pay bonus to an employee. But then this employee will go to higher authorities claiming that all those things what the employer has imposed on him is wrong. So there may be some proceedings. Okay, and in that proceedings, if it is found that the employee is not guilty, then the employee is eligible for bonus and he should be paid bonus within 1 month. Within 1 month of what? If it is settled internally, that means if it is settled or the inquiry is done internally and there is a settlement arising wherein the employer now agrees to it that the employee has not done any fraud and he should be paid bonus. So once the settlement is passed, within 1 month of settlement, the employer has to pay bonus to that employee. If this case has been taken to higher authorities, say external authorities, and award is being passed, award is a final judgment passed. So if award is being passed in this case, wherein the employee is not guilty, then again the employer has to pay bonus within 1 month of the release of such award. Or in any other case, within a period of 8 months from the close of the accounting year. Section 21 talks about recovery of bonus due from an employer. Wherein money is due to an employee by way of bonus from his employer under a settlement or an award or agreement, the employee himself or any other person authorized by him in writing in his behalf, or in the case of death of the employee, his assignee or hires may without prejudice to any other mode of recovery. Now recovery of bonus means where in certain cases employer has denied paying bonus to the employee, but then after the settlement and after the award is being passed, it is made mandatory for an employer to pay bonus within 1 month. But still, if the employer fails to do so, employee may take the bonus, or it may be a situation wherein the employee has met with a death. So in that case, their hires or the nominated people will be eligible to get the bonus. So in case still the employer is not ready to pay the bonus, the employee or their hires may go to make an application to the appropriate government for the recovery of money due from him. Him means employer. And if the appropriate government or such authority as the appropriate government may specify this behalf is satisfied that any money is so due, That means further inquiry verification will be done by the authority to check whether such amount is due from the employer or not. And if it is being found that yes, this bonus amount is due from the employer and the employer has still denied to pay the bonus amount, then further it shall issue a certificate for that amount to the collector, who shall proceed to recover the same in the same manner as the arrears of land revenue. So whatever the procedure is followed for the recovery of land revenue, the same procedure will be followed here. Section 26 talks about maintenance of registers and records. So every employer shall prepare and maintain such registers, records and other documents in such form and in such manner as may be prescribed. So what all ever registers with respect to, you know, the amount of bonus, the eligibility of bonus, the calculation of bonus are required to be maintained by the employer. The appropriate government may, by notification in the official gazette, appoint such persons as it thinks fits to be inspectors for the purpose of this act and may define the limits within which they shall exercise jurisdiction. So as the case is in the other laws and acts, to inspect the registers and records timely, the inspectors will be appointed by the appropriate government, who will further, you know, go into the establishments and they will verify whether the act is being implemented fairly or not. If any person contravenes any of the provision of this act or any rule made thereunder, so generally who contravenes the act in this case, the employer will do that. To whom a direction is given or a requisition is made under this act fails to comply with the direction or requisition, he shall be punishable with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 6 months or with fine which may extend to 1000 rupees or with both. So say for any person who is responsible for the payment of bonus doesn't comply with this rule, contravenes with the provision made under this act, has to, you know, go for an imprisonment that may last for 6 months, or he may have to pay penalty, which is 1000 rupees. So under the Bonus Act 1965, here we have seen that the voluntary payment of bonus, which were, you know, in the hand of employers, now is being converted into compulsion. It is made an obligation over the employer to pay bonus, to share the prosperity. And in other case, if the industrial unit or that particular establishment has no profit, even though the minimum amount of bonus is being decided here, so it also gives, you know, some clarity to the employers, as well as employees are also ensured about the minimum bonus which they are going to receive in a year and what are the eligibility criteria to avail the bonus from their employer. Thank you very much.